Downtown Gays Mills in Crawford County was evacuated in June after heavy rains flooded the Kickapoo River, which forced locals to evacuate. It was the second major flood in a year for the community of just over 600. The first happened last August. A newly arrived FEMA team will spend the next 8 to 12 weeks working with the community and such groups as Wisconsin Emergency Management and the Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission to put together a long-range plan to help residents decide what to do next. Gays Mills Deputy Clerk Maura Otis is a member of the community's long-range planning committee.
After the June flood, I think more people are recognizing that we may be in a flooding cycle and that we can't keep doing this. It erodes business. It erodes our homes. That I think there's more favorable feelings about a partial relocation than if you had asked us that question in September of 2007. Having been hit twice is demoralizing.
Next week, FEMA will start holding brainstorming workshops with Gays Mills residents and stakeholders on what they feel the community should do. Nearby Soldiers Grove moved to higher ground around 30 years ago. Some homes there did get flooded in June. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.